What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host and longest reigning WWE pay-per-view champion of all time, the hot commodity, Ant C. I'm defending my title today. I'm joined by my hot commodity, Ant. I'm joined by my good friend and co-host.
I'm the challenger, co-host. My name is Chris. Christian, I'm winning the championship. I'm going to become a two-time pay-per-view champion here in the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. And it starts right now. So let's do
So we're
it.
covering Elimination Chamber 2024 live in Perth, Australia on February 25th, 2024. Am I right? No.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm right. For us in the States, if you're in the Eastern time, it's 5 a.m. in the morning. Obviously that's what a.m. means, but it's early, pretty early for us here, but it's all right. It's still going to be a good show, and I'm excited to get up early for
Okay,
it.
where you two are doing that, I should be able to do it.
Why?
Because, all right, let's go with the first match. The first match is supposed to be the women's, because you guys are the ones fighting for the title, so
You're
you
in it
can't.
too.
Yeah, but I don't really count. The first
Okay.
one will be the women's chamber.
Don't make that one first.
That's the first match of the night.
How do you know?
Because I know.
That's probably going to be the first match of the
Thank
night. I
you.
agree.
No.
That's then if you're talking.
Go ahead, champion. Who's gonna
Who's
win?
will name the participants?
The
Oh my good
participants
Lord.
are
Where is this thing?
Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Becky Lynch, and Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, gee.
And
Well,
you want
who
to
did
go first?
Naomi? Who did you pick?
I picked Becky Lynch.
Okay. Who did you pick, Christian?
I'm gonna have to agree.
With Becky?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went with her too. Pretty obvious. I mean, the only other person. The only other person I could see win is Belair, but I don't think they're going to give it to her. So I'm going to go with
To go
Becky
with
Lynch.
Becky.
Why did you go with Lynch?
Because I think that it's going to be her and Rhea at WrestleMania, and I don't really see another
Yeah,
way.
they've teased it too much.
Yeah. But like you
Chase
said,
the fucking defense! Sorry, I'm watching Ohio State basketball.
but
We're trying
like
to
you
make
said,
the fucking.
if it's not Becky, I definitely think it'll be Bianca. The next site is supposed to be the Undisputed Tag Team Champions. And we have Tyler Bate
Go ahead.
and the Bruiserweight.
Pete Dunne.
I know.
Well, you're pausing like you didn't know.
I know. You know what?
Just do it. Come
Who do
on,
you
sir.
think?
Who I think what?
I just said,
You just
versus
said,
the Judgment Day.
okay. The Judgment Day.
Me too. Christian.
Do I feel a Judgment Day breakup, or do I see them victorious?
I feel a breakup, but not till WrestleMania.
I think Judgment. I hate to agree, but yeah, I think the Judgment Day is going to retain.
Yep. So, I mean, I think maybe at Mania they'll lose the titles, but I think until then, there's really nothing for them to do except for hold the titles.
Yeah.
All right. The next fight is for the World's Women's Championship, Nia Jax versus Rhea Ripley. I said Rhea Ripley, of course.
Who do you think, Christian?
No, yeah, Rhea Ripley ain't losing in her hometown. Becky
Yeah,
Lynch.
I agree. I think you mentioned this in our Raw recap. With this pay-per-view, well, not with Elimination Chamber, it's like kind of predictable a lot of the times because it's hard to have a pay-per-view in February when you got WrestleMania coming up. They're not going to drop the titles right before a big show like that, but.
There is going to be one match that we all disagree on, so there is going to be a chance for a title change in the in this showdown here. So,
I agree. But we all think Rhea so far. Why do you think Rhea?
because I think Rhea's going to WrestleMania.
to fight Becky Lynch.
Yeah, Nia Jax isn't going to wrestle me.
But, you know, you could see Nia win by DQ or something. They're in her hometown, too. And she's been looking unbeatable. Now, does that mean that we'll get a triple threat? I mean, yeah, no. They could just do Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax on a Raw before Mania, have Rhea actually beat her. But yeah, if you want to put heat on someone, and, you know, I mean, I doubt it, but
I think Rhea's getting a win.
Okay. All right. So all we're right at the men's. Why don't you?
And we're at the men's. We have Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul. I'm going with Drew McIntyre.
Okay. How about you, Christian?
I want to say Randy Orton, but I have to. I don't know. I'm
tired of Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Me too. I don't care what the story is. Give me Randy Orton versus fucking Seth Rollins.
I want to
pick. My shock, like my pick is Randy Orton.
Orton, okay. Why do you think it's going to be him over Drew? I mean, with all this.
I don't want to see this match again. I'm picking Randy Orton based off a biased standpoint.
Okay. So you're not, you don't do, you, let's say you had to
pick. I want to make this fun since it's a very predictable pay-per-view.
If you didn't make it fun though, and let's say you were going with.
If there was a $1 million on the line, who would you pick?
Probably Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
But I'm going to pick Randy because there's nothing. We haven't seen much of him besides that Roman match since he's come back. I'll tell you a real reason why I could pick Randy Orton, because we haven't seen much of him. You can't leave a guy like him out of the card. You can leave Drew McIntyre out of the fucking card. Who knows if he even re-signed with the company? Who knows if he even re-signed with the company? Yeah, I don't think Drew McIntyre is going to be – you know what? In life, there's just guys you have to leave out of the card because the roster is too stacked. You're not going to leave out Randy fucking Orton.
Okay,
a little title shot against Seth Rollins. Why not? What? Yeah, I'm gonna say Randy Orton.
Drew McIntyre.
I'm gonna say Randy Orton, but Drew McIntyre might win for storyline purposes. But let's see if Randy Orton can come out on top.
Drew McIntyre is on the poster for the Italy WWE event in May.
He's on the poster for my show where I'm going to in June too. So yep. I'm going to Monday Night Raw. So I got my ticket.
I don't know who's going to win this one. I'm torn. I definitely don't think it's going to be Logan Paul or Kevin Owens or LA Knight. I'm torn between McIntyre and Orton. I'm torn because lately it looks like WWE, if you're just looking at it, like the shows, it looks like they're going for McIntyre with the way he's been shit-talking CM Punk. They've had the t-shirt. Right. They've had him beating up
Cody. But there's so many backstage drama with him, I just don't know.
And then with Randy Orton, he deserves it. He was brought up as this big guy. He debuted he came back the same night CM Punk did.
It's Randy fucking Orton.
Randy fucking Orton. What if, again, like my theory, if none of these guys win and The Rock shows up and takes it? I know that'd be really stupid.
I'm gonna get banned on Twitter if that happens. I'm gonna go off.
I think The Rock's gonna show up. I just don't think he's gonna be in the elimination chamber.
I don't know. It's hard for me to pick because, again, you made a good point. I don't want to see McIntyre versus.
I think Rollins he's gonna again. Show if McIntyre wins the elimination chamber and Seth Rollins comes out and they do any type of interaction. Yeah, I think we see the bloodline. Squash that. Let's take a fucking time. Grayson Waller is doing the Grayson Waller effect with Rollins and Cody Rhodes. That is when we get The Rock.
Yes.
Okay. But again, like, I just feel like we're going to be disappointed because I really, like, I don't want to say this, but I feel like
And the Undertaker's in Australia right now, so.
Taker's there. Yeah,
I think he's going to.
I'm just torn because it looks like the direction they're going is McIntyre, but you can't forget the fact that they just brought Orton back. And the only person bigger than him when they brought him back was Punk.
Was CM Punk.
And now that Punk is out, they could do history where it's like Randy has beaten Rollins at Mania. But
I see. Oh, yeah, WrestleMania 31.
But my question is, if McIntyre were to lose, something's going to have to cost.
If McIntyre loses, he's out the door. Drew Galloway's all elite if he loses that wrestle. If he loses. Drew McIntyre loses one more big match, and if that motherfucker loses at the Chamber and he's not a part of WrestleMania, yeah, Drew Galloway's all in.
And I'm really torn. I don't know. I feel like if WWE wants to shock us, we're getting Orton. If WWE wants to sort of go with the storyline that they've been going since Drew McIntyre has been the main guy on Raw, it would be...
Well, this is the thing. Randy's going to WrestleMania, whether he wins or not.
So is Drew.
Maybe. We don't know about that. I don't know about Drew. I know about Randy. If Randy doesn't win... Well...
My thing is...
Randy doesn't win, he goes to WrestleMania regardless. If Drew McIntyre loses, he's not in the card.
Really? See,
you can't do anything. With Randy, you can put him against Solo. Right there. Put him against Solo.
I hear what you're saying, but if you look at the current past 2 months on Raw, right? It's all been Drew McIntyre. On SmackDown, it's been Randy Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles. Like, it's like there's been no, he hasn't gotten any push. So it's like, unfortunately, with the way it looks like McIntyre is going to win, but they could surprise us and make Orton.
You gotta make a choice, my friend.
I don't know. I still don't know what they're going to do because Drew has lost so many times.
That's why I don't think he should win. What the fuck's the point of him going to win? I don't want to see the match again. He's lost three times.
To be fair, they're making a rematch of last year's Mania, the main event of this year. So for all we know, they could still just be like, fuck it. We're going to give them Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins again. Okay. I don't know. Damn. Why are you thinking it's Drew? Sit up, sir.
Because I think there's other fights Randy Orton could be in WrestleMania. And
not Drew? Who can Drew fight? He can't.
But what?
That's like saying about everybody.
But what? Like, where are you?
Well, who what are you about Bobby Lashley?
Why would he fight Bobby Lashley gonna fight at Mania? He's not going to fight it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, just like we could say that about everybody.
Sorry, I was helping my mom with something, but. Yeah, we've seen the match three times. There's nothing for that motherfucker to do if he loses at the Elimination Chamber. What, hypothetically speaking, let's say he loses the Elimination Chamber. Go ahead. What would you book him? What would you have him do? Fight Sami Zayn? A match that we've seen on Monday Night Raw five times?
What about Kevin Owens and Bobby Lashley?
What about them?
Well, who would they fight at Mania?
No one!
So you really think they're going to put six guys...
What the fuck has Bobby Lashley done to get a WrestleMania?
But you got... Dude, there's two nights. I hear what you're saying, but...
There's literally...
4 weeks.
What do you do? I'm interested in hearing you out. I just wanted, what do they do? What do you do?
But Logan Paul for the last
4 months has been losing. He's lost every single championship.
So has Kevin Owens. The only person here that has had a victory in the past couple of months is Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre. Everybody else has lost. Bobby Lashley, Randy, LA Knight, Owens.
And Randy Logan Paul's the United States champion. Like, LA Knight's going to have the match. Something's – Logan Paul's going to have – this is just my personal opinion. You have – these aren't all – these are just – this is my hypothetical booking. And tell me if you don't think – like, how many matches would you say? Ready? Night one. We already – okay, we got Jay and Jimmy, Bayley and Io, Bianca and Jade, and the main event, whatever that is. Oh, no.
How many were last year on each card? Let's
five. Look that up. How many? Because I can book – I'm pretty sure what we have now could fill up two nights of WrestleMania. Now, we don't have the Bianca and Jade thing yet, but I think they're going to get you there. I'm just telling you the matches I think are going to happen.
There were 8 matches on night one, and there were 7 on night two. That's what I'm saying, dude. They give you 15. You're not going to put Kevin Owens and Bobby Lashley. Not saying that they're that good, but just it's like they have to, with 18 fucking matches, you have to have.
Maybe not Bobby Lashley.
I mean, when you put it, okay, when you put it like that, I agree more now.
To be fair, not to cut you off, they have been doing lesser matches, so they might.
Dude, Kevin Owens has lost every single championship match he's had in the last 3 years, besides the tag team championship. Him on his, he's no good on his own anymore.
I'm gonna go with Randy Orton.
Aunt B has a chance to take that title from us.
I just don't think, again, WrestleMania 40, Seth Rollins versus.
See, I mean, this is a hard. I told you this is gonna. I'm happy we can actually, because this episode was getting boring for a second. I'm kind of happy we can talk about this because I see what you're saying about Lashley. Like, I guess all these guys have WrestleMania matches that I think are going to happen, but I don't know what you can do with Kevin Owens. He's like I said, he's lost so many times. Bobby Lashley has been playing fucking Master Chef, Master Seafood, the fucking the Street Profits for the last fucking how knows long. And it's the boringest shit I've ever seen. He doesn't compete. Mm-hmm. He competes now. He's starting to compete, but he could barely compete. I mean, why? What the fuck? Does he deserve to get a WrestleMania match? Why do I have to? Why should I be invested in this guy? And those two guys. At least LA Knight has a chance of winning a fucking championship for the first time in
the league. The only way that Drew McIntyre will win is if they plug it like I took out CM Punk and I have taken out every – I get it. He has because he has lost. But the same logic to Cody Rhodes. Cody lost too. You know, so it's like if – and I get it. He hasn't lost as many times as Drew has.
Cody's lost to who?
To Roman.
He won the Royal Rumble this year.
He automatically gets that.
I
get it. But what I'm saying is that if Drew were to win, the only way I could see him winning and it making sense would be if they booked it as I destroyed your main event. You are supposed to fight CM Punk. I made sure that didn't happen. You are supposed to fight Randy Orton. I made sure that
didn't happen. I'm so pissed off, by the way. I'm so sorry.
I know. But that's,
you know how disappointing it is that we're not getting a CM Punk.
And they might see fans who really like CM Punk and they might say, okay, we're going to put McIntyre there because he
don't count him out. He's injured. He still has a fucking mouth. He still was advertised to be there. I still think he's going to be there.
I mean, they might. They might be like, that's the ultimate heel because of me. The
match
didn't happen. And now I took over this match. You know, I mean, that's a big Hulk Hogan. You know, I mean, that's a big thing that you could do. Hulk Hogan did that show with Bret Hart. But that's what I think Randy Orton's going to win. If they do McIntyre, they're going to have to make it like it is my – I ruined everything for you fans, and now you're going to have to deal with it type deal. That's the only way they can push. Right. Well, with that, we have covered every match. I'm excited. We have.
Well, hey, it was good that we got to actually have a debate about something, but this episode was getting stale as fuck.
Well, usually everything is easy. I do think before we go, I feel like they should have picked different people for the men's chamber because of how many losses these people have had. It's like, so it's hard. Like if you put
Bobby Lashley and Kevin Owens could easily have been.
You know what I hope they do? Do you guys remember back in the day? Like back in the day, I mean like when I was a kid, like in like the late like 2000s, where like they were do like Cyber Sunday, like where we could go on WWE.com and vote. They need to do something like that again with like who gets to be in the chamber or something. Like bring that back. Like I used to always text at WWE. Remember that? Like
text at WWE.
The fucking BlackBerry phones that had the fucking keyboards on the phone.
Holy shit. I used to vote on the computer, Christian, in 2004 for Taboo Tuesday, the first one ever I voted online.
Oh, Cyber Sunday 2008.
Yeah.
On WWE.com, we had a phone. My parents had a phone that has like that at the time, that was the bougie phone that had the phone that had the big ass keyboards on the front. At the time, those were the bougie phones to have. So we were doing text WWE dot to vote for Rey Mysterio to fucking fight Kane or some bullshit around there. It was.
Yeah, man. They should
let us pick a WrestleMania match.
Pick a WrestleMania.
Okay, don't let us pick a WrestleMania match. That's awful.
Well, it depends on if they gave you options and maybe you could see, or if you know what they could do, or if they could, if they did like what matches.
Give us options and we vote. Give us options and we vote. I would like that.
Or you could have like a pick a stipulation for a specific match.
Yeah. That's kind of like what Cyber Sunday was.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that, we've made our predictions. Chamber is in a couple of nights. I'm going to be checking out the pre-show tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh my God, the press conference is tonight at 11 o'clock.
Yeah. We got NXT, Dynamite, SmackDown, and a lot coming your way, so stay tuned. But with that,
Will Ospreay is all elite, baby.
All elite. He's fighting.
Takeshita. He'll be on Dynamite Wednesday. Holy shit, Will Ospreay on national TV. I'm sorry. You guys all know how much I love the motherfucker.
I'm going to be covering Dynamite. I'm going to watch that probably tomorrow, so we'll get that. But
until next time,
Elevated, stay safe, stay uncensored, and enjoy Elimination Chamber 2020.
I'm coming for that damn title.
We'll see. I mean, we picked the same.
We had the same ones. I forgot you picked Randy.
Yeah, so
I'm coming for that title.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. Until next time, stay safe and enjoy Elimination Chamber. Bye, y'all.